This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever. Representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 7th. We're in hour one of the broadcast, October 7th, 2017. Wow, what a week it has been. I've got a lot of news to run down. I've got a couple of clips. Top of next hour, we're going to play an interview by Dr. David Duke with Chris Cantwell earlier in the week. Now, I know some people that listen to this broadcast listen to Dr. David Duke, and I know a lot of people don't or can't. We're going to play that interview in its entirety because nothing is more important than getting the message out of our political prisoners. And Chris Cantwell is actually calling from jail in Charlottesville for this interview. That'll be at the top of the next hour. After that interview, which is about, I think, about 15 or 16 minutes, we'll take phone calls the rest of next hour. I want to get the listener's opinion of the Las Vegas massacre. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that in the first hour because I know everybody has done it and should. Well, we are going to talk about it here shortly, and I got a lot of news I want to share in the first hour. So just hang on. Next hour, from about the first break on, we will we'll take phone calls. A couple of announcements I wanted to make. Dr. Patrick Slattery, that filled in on this broadcast when I had to be out. The hardest working man in the white nationalist movement. I'm the one that dubbed that to him. So, others have said that for sure. I hope. But anyway, he now has a show, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern time, here on RBN, so National Bugle Radio. I wanted to make everyone aware of that. Some great interviews he did this past week with Don Advo, Mark Collette. I wanted to share that. And also, in this time of disappearing websites, let me mention dailystormers.cat. Remember I was talking to you about that last week? It's already gone. It's already gone. I made mention last week, infostormer.com, one of the websites that are up, a great source of news and information, is not saying what has happened to the Daily Stormer. It's been down since, I've been made aware, since yesterday morning. So don't know what's going on there. But Patrick's Dr. Patrick Slattery's got a great website, nationalbugle.com, and he's really doing a good job with that. So check that out for the last couple of days. I wanted to share that with everyone. If you're looking for a good website, news and information, there is one, nationalbugle.com. So with that said, we'll move on. Now, I wanted to speak briefly about this massacre. Now, I know we're going to get, and we already are getting, every kind of opinion of to what has happened there in Las Vegas. Very strange story, to say the least. I've watched the videos. I've listened to Jeff Rentz this past week. I've heard every kind of scenario from one end to the other. I can certainly believe that there's a lot more to the story than what they're telling, but just some of the facts that they're announcing supposedly, and I know, you know, we're getting a lot of this information from the Lionist media and the history of the world, but let's just talk about just some of the few things we know about this mass shooting, this massacre. One, Stephen Paddock made over $5 million in 2015 gambling, professional gambler. So when you're talking about a professional gambler that makes $5 million, you're not talking about probably the run-of-the-mill intelligence. That is a gambling at that level is not luck, it's skill. So this is not someone that you would expect to have some kind of low IQ or low intelligence level to be able to accomplish a feat like that, if it's true. And I know we got to take everything with a grain of salt here. 64 years old, took 20 cruises in recent years. Now, some of the things that I've been surprised that even mainstream media has covered, receipts from the hotel looks like he was ordering meals for two. Now, of course, that could be, you know, make of that what you will, but the receipts also showed that he was in the hotel days before what the mainstream media was reporting. Now, one of the most interesting facts, I thought, immediately after the event, Sunday night, but, you know, most of us saw the reporting of it Monday morning. Like, within 5 hours of the event, they were saying there was no ties to terrorism, international terrorism. This is the same government that, what, nearly a year later is still investigating the ridiculous Russian collusion story and has a special prosecutor, and Senator Burr from North Carolina continues going around embarrassing himself discussing this stupidity. So that's another interesting fact. Now, entry in and out of the apartment was occurring while his vehicle that was in the garage was out, because, you know, all of this is tracked, everything's computerized. So that's another fact that, you know, certainly raises an eyebrow. And last night, I couldn't believe it, on NBC News with Lester Holt, they announced that they had found a cell phone charger in the room that doesn't match his phone. So isn't that interesting? Phil's cell phone charger in his room that doesn't match his phone, while entry in and out of his room is occurring while his vehicle is gone. It's very possible. And, you know, the picture they put up of him with his eyes closed, he could be dead. The one picture they find of him, he's got his eyes closed. I mean, what's up with that? So, I mean, there's so many strange things. I know we're going to hear every story from 22,000 crisis actors to God only knows what, with conspiracy theorists being what it is. I looked Monday on YouTube and just, you know, put in a search Las Vegas hoax, and all the videos was already up with every kind of possible scenario. 23 guns in his room, 12 with bump stops, 47 total guns in his hotel room and two houses. So it's a story. You know, who knows? Who really knows what we will ever find out about the facts of this matter? You know, I've seen the videos with two different guns. Blah blah blah. You know, I wasn't in Las Vegas last Sunday night, so all of us that are on the outside looking in are getting information where we can. And, of course, obviously this will most likely lead to at least bump stops being banned or else, you know, made more difficult to purchase. But it is sad to see tragedies like this. And we've seen so much in the last whatever time frame, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever you want to say, all across the world. I mean, anyone looking from the outside, looking at our society, European society, the world as a whole, it is a sadder and sadder and sadder place. It just is. But we shall see, and like I say, I'm sure we'll have a lot of varying opinions when we go to the phones next hour. So I just wanted to throw some of the things I caught this past week that I thought was at least interesting, worth mentioning about this scenario. I can easily believe he was dead before the shooting started, and this was some Mossad CIA operation or something. Or it could just be, you know, some nut that lost it. But it sure is. This one has got a lot of anomalies to it. So we'll just have to see what shakes out across time. Look at all the revelations that came out, even some of the big ones years later with regards to 9/11. And do we even know, what do we really know for certain about the death of JFK? You know, this next story I was looking forward to sharing. CNN actually ran this story. I'm about ashamed to, I'm using that as a source. But anyway, but where else have you heard this story? Are we about to find out some real information about JFK? More than 50 years after President John F. Kennedy was slain in full view of the world, the final government documents about his health, about his death, are set for release. This is unless President Donald Trump, citing national security, certifies that some unreleased or redacted files must be kept from public view. The documents are among the last of the still secret papers the government amassed on the assassination. Some grand jury and tax documents will remain secret. Isn't that interesting? The JFK Records Act, passed in 1992, following the release of Oliver Stone movie JFK and a surge in interest about the killing, the law mandated the government release the remaining files to the public, but gave it 25 years to do so. So, October 26, 2017 will mark 25 years since the then President George H.W. Bush signed the measure into law. And October 26, 2017 will be the deadline for the full release. Isn't it just incredible that we're sitting here in 2017 talking about a law passed in 1992? About a shooting that occurred in 1963. So they pass a law 29 years after the shooting to release the documents within 25 years, and that date's going to be up here in what? Roughly a couple of weeks or so. Concern has abounded from advocates of total disclosure that the Trump administration might block some of the release at the behest of the intelligence community. So this is going to be an interesting story to follow. Are they going to actually release the documents? How would we know? How would we know if they said they released them all but kept half of them? I don't, you know, I mean, when you're talking about a group of professional liars, well, that's probably what they would do. What else would they do? I wouldn't expect them to do anything that's truthful, including the Trump administration. The National Archives said government agencies had deemed files covered by the act prior to its passage too sensitive for release, and the archives would not characterize them outside of noting many are likely only somewhat related to the investigation. They ran the gamut from FBI to CIA materials and all manner of documents said to pertain to the investigation into Kennedy's death. The archives said the full collection, much of which is already publicly available, spans millions of documents. Many files have been released about the Kennedy assassination over the years, including some in redacted form. Barring a waiver from the president, the obscured text will be revealed, and the archives posted a litany of files in July ahead of the October deadline. I didn't know any of this, you know, and who knows? I mean, these files may be the boringest reading you've ever seen. I doubt you're going to pull out a file and you're going to be like, aha, oh, right here. So two Republican lawmakers say they intend to push the administration to relieve the full archives. Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina and Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa have unveiled legislation urging full compliance with the spirit of the 1992 law. Like they, you know, follow their own laws. But anyway, it's kind of a lengthy story. You're not going to learn anything more than what I've just said from reading the rest of it, but the U.S. government, via the Warren Commission report, declared Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone and without assistance to kill Kennedy before Jack Ruby murdered him while in custody. So, anyway, we shall see. I just thought it was interesting when I ran across that story. I had not seen that anywhere. So, will we ever know the truth about JFK? Probably not. But how about this story, Occidental Dissent, running the story, Emmanuel Sampson church shooting was retaliation for Charleston. You want to talk about a story that's got no press, brother, this is it. Last Sunday, which was Sunday before last, a horrific mass shooting unfolded in Antioch, Tennessee, while the national media was consumed with covering the NFL protest and Hurricane Maria's aftermath. Emmanuel Kadega Sampson, a 25-year-old Sudanese refugee from Murfreesboro, entered the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in nearby Antioch, Tennessee, and gunned down seven people. He shot Melanie Crowe-Smith in the back as she was walking to her car, turned her over, and repeatedly shot her execution style like she was a dog in his backyard. She died instantly in the parking lot. Even though the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ is a multiracial congregation, all the victims were white. By definition, a church shooting is highly suspicious, and even more suspicious when the suspect is black and all of his victims are white. The national media, however, didn't find what happened in Antioch, Tennessee as interesting as the Dylann Roof shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. The relative silence was strange since the Antioch shooting immediately triggered a federal civil rights investigation. The local media also reported that federal investigators had reason to believe the civil rights of Emmanuel Sampson's victims had been violated. In other words, it was highly likely that this shooting was motivated by race, even though Emmanuel Sampson's motive was being kept under wraps by the police. Now, isn't it so interesting in America? You have a black guy like this, a refugee, no less. We're getting some of that multicultural enjoyment in Tennessee. But remember the Dylann Storm Roof? Wow, how that dominated the news. And since they found a picture of him holding about a 35-cent Confederate flag, Walmart had to quit selling Confederate flags. Governor Haley had to remove the Confederate flag from the Capitol building or wherever it was in South Carolina. The Dukes of Hazzard could no longer be shown on TV because Dylann Storm Roof held a 35-cent Confederate flag at some point in time. But here, a refugee, a black man, goes in and shoots up a white church, and it doesn't even make the... I never saw it on NBC News that I know of. You know, I normally see it every night. I could have missed that Monday night. I'm not sure. But it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the manufactured opinion that they want to create in the minds of society. I mean, you know, I've really been paying a little closer attention to these TV commercials, and it is unbelievable the indoctrination and brainwashing that they're putting people through via the television. Hopefully, you know, people are turning it off. But I just had this conversation yesterday with a lady. Well, what difference does it really make if children aren't watching television because they're all on a smartphone? Have you ever paid attention when you're in like a big box store, how young the children are now that have smartphones? I mean, 10? Maybe less? I mean, they must demand the right to have a smartphone at a very early age these days because they've all got them and the parents, of course, just give in. The note found in the car of the man charged with spraying deadly gunfire at the Tennessee church made reference to revenge for a white supremacist massacre at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. 2 years earlier, law enforcement officials told the Associated Press. Now, isn't that national news? A black man? Revenge for Dylann Storm Roof? But that didn't make any of the media. The note could offer a glimpse into Emmanuel Sampson's mindset at the time of Sunday shooting and a possible motive for the rampage, which killed a woman and wounded six other people. The Associated Press has not viewed the note, but it was summarized in an investigative report circulated among law enforcement. The report said that in some, and in no way verbatim, the note referenced revenge and retaliation for Dylann Storm Roof, the white supremacist. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll continue with the news on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and I'm just wrapping up this story about Emmanuel Cadega Sampson. This was the reverse of the Dylan Stormroof case, and what this makes clearly obvious is that if it's a white person running in and shooting up a black church, that's national media coverage. You remember they were showing the funerals on the television. They followed the whole case play by play. But when it's a black refugee, exactly what they don't want in the news, what they don't want people alarmed about. And I was looking into, if you look into, I think it's Israel Aid is the name of the organization. It's where these Jewish organizations are funded, and they go out and they bring refugees into any other country other than Israel, mainly European countries, but by golly, not Israel. But yeah, any other country, they're spending money. I had someone else that was looking into that, and they showed me all of the corporations in America that pour money into Israel Aid. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it, which is an organization, a Jewish organization, which goes out and uses this money to fund bringing refugees into European countries and America. And I don't have it in front of me now. I will get into this later, but like Habitat Restore was one. Okay, so I've there's one of those, you know, I don't know about where y'all live, but where I live, there's one of those in every city, even small cities. And so things are donated. You go in there and you buy stuff supposedly at a reduced price. I know some of them are not that way, really. And things are donated to Habitat Restore from, like, Lowe's and Home Depot and places like that. And but then they're making this, they're making this money from things that are donated they have nothing invested in. And they're turning around. They're telling you they're building these houses, which they are doing. I've seen them do. But they're also donating some of that money to Israel Aid, which is bringing people like this murdering Emmanuel to Cadega Sampson into our midst. So we're funding it really because of our inability to know that these companies that we, you know, I know a lot of people, they think that shopping at Habitat Restore is helping people have their first house. They think they're doing a good work. They think they're doing a good thing. But come to find out, you're actually funding your own demise. So I tell you what, I will put that on my to-do list. And hopefully maybe I can run down that and share that story with you. Actually, it was someone else was sharing that with me, and I told them to email me all that information, but I've yet to receive it. But they showed me. I've seen it with my own eyes. I just can't remember the other corporations and businesses. But I'll get into that story and share it with you. But this story right here, you won't hear any coverage unless people like myself or others do it. You will never hear about what happened to Emmanuel Cadega Sampson. But now how about this? The National Front is to host a White Lives Matter rally in Middle Tennessee. The League of the South and the National Front allies will be hosting a White Lives Matter rally in Shelby, Tennessee on October 28th. Now I've got some other events that's coming up I'm going to share with you as well. The purpose of the rally will be to protest the ongoing problem of refugee settlements in Middle Tennessee and to draw attention to the recent Emmanuel Sampson church shooting in Antioch. And the way this explosive story has been buried by the national media. Now, this again is an Occidental Dissent story. The tragic events in Antioch, which was retaliation for the Dylan Stormroof shooting in Charleston, illustrated that the national media only cares about pushing its false narrative of white racism and black victimhood, and it couldn't be more crystal clear. And you know, even though I know I'm preaching to the choir here at RBN, and I know most everyone listening to this broadcast sees through all of this crystal clear, hopefully, for the most part, I believe that. But I believe it's even becoming more clear to the normies. You know, that's what they're called, the normies. Because it is so evident. I mean, if you watch NBC News like I do, and you keep up with what's actually going on in the world like I try to do, it is so obvious. It is by omission. It is by omission. It's what they leave out that keeps the people so uninformed. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. I'm going to move quickly because I want to get a lot of this in. This story from the Occidental Dissent National Front to host White Lives Matter rally in Middle Tennessee. We also want to express our anger at the Trump administration, which recently took Sudan off the travel ban list the day of the Antioch church shooting. It also followed up by announcing an America First refugee program, which means dumping 45,000 refugees a year in places like Middle Tennessee, which, remember the pound cake recipe? Well, this is part of it. While not saying a word, when a Sudanese refugee who failed to assimilate goes on a rampage, the Trump administration has also failed to build the border wall and is working with Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer to pass a new version of the DREAM Act amnesty. While politicians congratulate themselves for being humane and responsible, we have witnessed an escalation of hideous attacks all over the world. In Chattanooga, the jihadist Mohammed Abdulaziz launched a terrorist attack on two U.S. military installations in 2015. In St. Cloud, Minnesota, the Somalia refugee Dahar Adan attacked nine people with a knife at a mall. 2 months later, the Somali refugee Abdul Razak attacked 11 people with a car and a knife on the campus of Ohio University. We've seen acid attacks in the UK and France. A Somali refugee launched a car attack in Alberta, Canada. Two women stabbed to death with a butcher knife in Marseille, France, and even a suicide bombing at the concert in Manchester, England. In 2013, the League of the South came to Murfreesboro and Shelbyville, Tennessee, to warn the public about the consequences of refugee resettlement, mass immigration, multiculturalism, political correctness, and terrorism, and how this curse would haunt the region. It's worth reflecting on the ocean of blood that has been spilled all over the world since then by refugees and immigrants who have failed to assimilate. In fact, we're already planning to return to Middle Tennessee to hold a rally about this before Emmanuel Sampson launched his attack. Now, we'll be giving out an email address if anybody wants to get more information. Get your pen ready. A public rally for everyone who wants to attend and support our message that White Lives Matter. This is what the event will include. A private event close to the public, closed to the public, where nationalists can get to know each other. The location will be announced either the day of the event or the day before. There will also be more events and activities planned for October 28th. If you want more information, you can email Prozium, Prozium, 1984, the number is 1984 at gmail.com. Now, isn't it interesting? All the while that the Daily Stormer, dailystormer.cat, the most removed website in the history of the world, right now you can go to pjmedia.com. Antifa group plans nationwide deface Columbus Day actions for Monday. That's this coming Monday now. Violent left-wing anarchists have announced a nationwide campaign to deface Christopher Columbus statues. So this website is actually calling for people to do something that is criminal. Five Christopher Columbus statues have already been vandalized in New York City in recent weeks, according to Far Left Watch. In one case last month, vandals defaced a larger-than-life statue of Columbus in Central Park, leaving blood-red paint on his hands and scrawled, "Hate will not be tolerated," on the pedestal. What is coming appears to be a coordinated campaign to destroy monuments all across the country on Columbus Day. Have you heard any of this information? The New York City-based Antifa group, Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement, made the announcement on Thursday, September 21st. So I just wanted to get that in quickly so that you can be looking out for that Monday. Their website's up. They're calling for violence. They're calling for criminal activity. There's no ADL. There's no SPLC. There's no one. There's no ACLU. There's no one calling for their website to be removed. So, I mean, the hypocrisy couldn't be more evident. Now, I found this interesting. You should, too. Did you know that the protests in St. Louis, Missouri are still going on 2 weeks later without any coverage by the lamestream, lying, corporate-owned, Jewish-run media? Police arrested more than 140 demonstrators in St. Louis. This was just a couple days ago, after they blocked a highway in ongoing protest over the acquittal of the police officer in 2011's fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith. Now, here we've got a two-week-long continual protest with some rioting and all kinds of activities that go on when something like this happens with blacks for two freaking weeks, but no media coverage. More than 2 weeks after Jason Stockley was found not guilty of the killing of 24-year-old African-American, protesters are continuing to take to the streets and shut down roads in response to his acquittal. The latest demonstration took place on the eastbound lanes of Highway 40 and Interstate 64 at Kings Highway, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The group blocked traffic from accessing the lanes after marching on Jefferson Avenue, and, of course, the protesters chanted and carried signs, "Black Lives Matter." And what's really the saddest part of that story is, if you look at the videos of any of this anymore, you see a bunch of super cucked out political correct whites in it. That's where we're at. I mean, it's really some freaking believable where we find ourselves out. The media manipulation and brainwashing has worked extensively on a large part of society, much to my regret. But when you have that kind of control and manipulation over the masses for decade after decade after decade, I mean, we're a long way from Leave It to Beaver, people. Long way from Leave It to Beaver. And, you know, when you start looking into these groups that are funding and bringing in refugees to, you know, destroy the country without I'm not going to say without firing a shot, these refugees go in and shoot the place up. But you've got all these bleeding heart liberal whites, and a lot of times they're kind of blinded with their Christianity. They think they're doing something good here. And they're too feeble-minded to connect the dots and see that they're actually funding and helping create the reality of a situation to destroy their own future, especially for their children and their grandchildren. I mean, I just recently started being able to pick up the news out of Charlotte, Channel 3, WBTV, I believe it is. But anyway, man, you watch the news out of Charlotte. I can't imagine if you lived in bigger cities what it would be like. But the Charlotte news is just off the hook, the crime that goes on down there. And I did not know, actually saw this on the Daily Stormer, where the demographics of Charlotte, I guess of the city, is predominantly black. It's over 50% black. So that explains, you know, why you've the last black mayor had to go to prison for embezzling and whatnot, but there's a lot of black leadership in the city of Charlotte now. So we're seeing all these things come to fruition, and we're seeing all these protests like we've never seen before. And I wanted to there were several things I wanted to get in this hour. I wanted to get this in. You know, I occasionally read from the BrandeisCenter.com. It's BrandeisCenter.com. And they kind of put up their latest, what they've got to brag about. And this is the last one. Now listen to this. On Wednesday, September 20th, the German cabinet announced that it had unanimously adopted the working definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Alliance for Holocaust Remembrance. In 2016, the 31 member states of the IHRA adopted their definition after a unanimous vote at a planning session at the Bucharest city. The IHRA was the first international body to formally adopt such a definition. Similar definitions to apply this working definition of anti-Semitism has been adopted by the governments of Romania, the United Kingdom, Austria, the European Commission. Also on April 25th, as the working definition of anti-Semitism is posted on the official website. Following this announcement, the Minister of the Interior of Germany, Thomas D. Marzer, stated that history made clear to us in the most terrible way, the horrors of which anti-Semitism can lead. The push to adopt the definition was spearheaded by independent Bundestag Commission on Anti-Semitism, which has also urged the appointment of a federal commissioner for anti-Semitism affairs. This move for the federal commission has championed by the American Jewish Committee, as well with the former AJC, promoting it as an essential for fighting anti-Semitism as well as responding to current manifestations. Earlier this year, Romania pledged to apply the IHRA definition as well. The Romanian government asserted that Romanian society will be provided with an efficient guide that will contribute toward a better understanding and definition of anti-Semitism actions as well as the consequences. In the United States Department has a definition which is almost entirely that used by both the EUMC and the IHRA. The definition is, however, only used for international monitoring. In December 2016, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act was introduced to the U.S. Congress. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act would have required the U.S. Department of Education to use the State Department's definition in evaluating intent of anti-Semitism incidents on campuses. The AAA bill, which passed the Senate unanimously, remember me covering that in December last year, did not have a chance to be voted on in the House during the legislative session because it ended. Several states are currently in the process of drafting their own versions. The adoption and application of a uniform definition of anti-Semitism in both Europe and the United States will help provide the tools to the government and institutions of countries where resurgent anti-Semitism and bigotry threatens to undermine the progress made in fighting intolerance during the 20th century. Germany's decision to adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism is a wonderful step in the right direction, one that will inspire other countries to follow. Now, that is the latest publication on the BrandisCenter.com. And if you're unaware of it, what this anti-Semitism definition that they so wholeheartedly want everyone to adopt, and they're doing it, is that any criticism of Israel's domestic policy, their foreign policy, anything you say other than jubilant applause for whatever they do is anti-Semitism. That's where they're taking us. And this bunch of cucked out, sold out congressmen and senators can't rush over each other. They would stampede like a wild herd of cattle. They would stampede to run and vote to pass this because that's how much in the pocket they are of AIPAC and the Israeli lobby. And unfortunately, it couldn't be more clear. And it's, 23 states has already adopted this. And then you've got the boycott, divest, and sanction movement where they're making it even illegal to attempt to boycott a foreign country. And it's not that they're attempting to make it illegal. They are. They are making it illegal. It is in so many states. So it's amazing. These are stories that are never discussed in mainstream media. And although this is, not groundbreaking news to RBN listeners, this is unbelievable to people that are unaware of what is going on. I've tried to tell people this. That, man, they're trying to pass this definition so that they can, Jonathan Bonehill you or Ursula Hasselbeck you. That's why I think it's so important. Top of the hour, we're going to play the Chris Cantwell. We've got to remember our political prisoners. I've got basically an acquaintance that's in prison, I think, unjustly. And I mailed him a book, cost $10, bought it off eBay, on homesteading. It's about a 900-page book. Heck, I wanted the thing. And I got a letter back from him, and he was telling me about how much he appreciated it. He's not a political prisoner. But, it's important for us to stay aware, because I know how people's mentality is. I know how human nature works. And a lot of people, I'm not saying you particularly, but a lot of people, if it's not happening to them, they really don't care. And when you're sitting in prison like Jonathan Bonehill is in Britain, remember, don't call it Great Britain, it's not great. Or Ursula Hasselbeck, the grandmother that's in prison in Germany for daring to question the Holocaust. I mean, that's why they're putting this stuff in place. People think, we've seen our constitutional rights being used as a doormat in every which way imaginable. Don't ever say it can't happen here. Don't ever say it can't happen here. I mean, the injustice system is where you do not want to be. I mean, I've seen quite a few of the old railroad. But so much of this news, I mean, it boggles me. I think it's even more than it used to be, where you can find these stories, just like the protests that are continuing in St. Louis, and no media coverage. And of course, the shooting there in Antioch, at the Antioch church there in Tennessee, it's just amazing, the double standard. And that's why, alternative media, Republic Broadcasting, the work that John Stattmiller's doing, the other broadcast and podcast and people that's getting out news and information and websites are so important, and that's why they're under attack. I mean, it's just, DailyStormer.com, the plight of the, and of course, most people are unaware of that. totally unaware of what has happened or is happening to freedom of speech on the internet. But because this news and information is getting out, then they've got to shut it down. They're not shutting down these websites because we're losing. They're shutting down these websites because they're gaining momentum. Because the truth has a way of resonating with people. And when people find out they've been fooled about one thing, a lot of people develop a thirst to know more. And then that leads to this, and it leads to that. Now, you know, it leads to the Federal Reserve and to fluoride and to chemtrails and to 9/11 or the USS Liberty. And, you know, you just keep going. Then you find a documentary on Ruby Ridge, and then before long you're looking into Wake Up. And then you start looking into who owns the media, who owns the banking system, who really directs our foreign policy. What was all these wars for? And then you find out about World War II. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in my...
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Talking about some news maybe you haven't heard. Russia Today, RT.com. If you're not checking out that website, you're certainly not getting the full picture. RT.com. I had to go to Russia Today to find this story. The City Council of Charlottesville, Virginia, has voted to rename a street after Heather Heyer, who was killed while protesting a white supremacist rally on August 12th. I mean, you can't believe how this continues. On the 4th Street in Charlottesville, where Heyer, 32, died, there will be a sign with her name as requested by her mother, Susan Bro. Her last name is B-R-O. You can't make this stuff up. Even the thought of going there is now very challenging. I didn't even go to the site until a week after she passed away, and that was very difficult, Bro told CNN affiliate WVIR. For me, this spot is the site of my daughter's murder. Heyer was among the protesters who came to confront the white supremacist rally, which gathered to demonstrate against the planned relocation of the Confederate Robert E. Lee statue. A driver then plowed into the crowd, killing Heyer and injuring over a dozen others. The driver, James Alex Field Jr., 20, was charged with second-degree murder, and he reportedly supported the white supremacist. I mean, the revision of the actual truth just continues. Hey, I don't often play songs on this radio broadcast, but I'm going to play one. I've had this thing stuck in my head now for about a month, and I've been planning on sharing it with you. You won't hear the whole song because it's 7 minutes, and we're not going to, it kind of repeats itself. But this is by a band named Battle Cry, and I don't know, it's just stuck in my head. I hope it sticks in yours too. And if you have to hear it again, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll tell you where to find it. I'm not going to give out that website over this air because I don't want it taken down. But let's go to it, and we'll play this song for the rest of this hour. Then coming up next hour, we're going to be playing the Chris Cantwell interview. Let's go ahead, Sam. Thank you. Okay, all right. That's fine. We will play the clip at the top of the hour, and I may have to get that back together. Something might have went awry. That's no problem there, Sam. We'll do that at a later date. Just to finish up on this story, they're actually naming a road or a street in Charlottesville after Heather Heyer. And, of course, the total, we know now that she was not even hit by the car and died of a heart attack. And yet they continue to push this narrative. I mean, they'll probably put a statue of her up where Robert E. Lee was at. I think the move is on there. It's incredible what has happened in Charlottesville and the reporting of it. And this gentleman, James Field, on charges of second-degree murder. I only hope that he doesn't take any kind of plea and that he has his day in court, and hopefully all of this will come to light. I mean, I don't know.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. care. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.